This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. We're just rocking out this morning.
Yeah, we rocked out.
We did.
And now we're going to rock out with the people from Opener.
Opener.
They keep changing names, or am I just behind the curve?
You're behind the curve.
Of course.
Of course. That's what you get when you're a wheel chuck too long.
Yeah. No, I thought you got, like, impressions. Anyway, you guys have brought three machines this year. Last year you had one, I think, and yeah, you have three?
Last year we had three.
Okay, well, there you go again, behind the curve.
Behind the curve,
wow.
Of course. And we're talking
consistent,
to
at least.
Christina Menton. I'm the Chief Operating Officer and the Flight Test Director.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm Celia Oakley and the Chief Information Officer.
Wow. I feel important.
No,
so what's going on? You said you had two that are ready for human flight. That means you're beginning your test flight program, or you've gone through the test flight program and...
We've been flying humans since 2018, mm-hmm. But we did bring two aircraft here that are human rated, which means that we fly them at our test sites as a Part 103 ultralight with humans on board. And we have four human flight demos scheduled for this week here at Osh.
Wow.
Where are those demos going to be held?
So two of the demos are being held at the ultralight field. That's on Tuesday and Friday at roughly 8:30. So that means that we had one of those demos last night, which was successful and very well received. And then we've got two at the main air show on the main runway. And those are tonight at 8:23 p.m. and then on Saturday at 4:40 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, your demos are more than just hovering now. We're going to do some forward flight, while fly around a little bit.
Yeah, the last night performance, we started out in hover, right in front of the audience, and then transitioned to cruise and moved forward through the ultralight pattern. Then partially the way in the ultralight pattern, we turned around and came back and did a stop right in front of the crowd, then pitched back forward again, and then put it right down vertical.
Nice.
That's a huge step compared to what we did last year,
which was
only hover flight. And we're also doing four flights this year, which is really exciting.
Now, we flew the simulators last year, so the thing's incredibly easy to fly. It doesn't have the requirements of a lot of fixed wing, you know, pilotage.
The aircraft is fly-by-wire, so it uses inputs from a single joystick to control eight different propulsion systems and eight different elevons.
And then what we've done is we've basically taken what would be kind of the complexity of flying in terms of having to operate, you know, your pedals and yoke and all those different instruments. And we've basically taken all that complexity and put it into our flight controller so that the flight controller is really smart. It makes it so that the operator is not very taxed in terms of the way that they need to operate the joystick to fly. You can basically just push it forward and speed up. And if you need to make a turn, you just push the joystick sideways. And the aircraft itself will maintain altitude and do a coordinated turn for you. So it's just very minimal input that you need to give, for example, to do a turn.
Right. The extent of your input is, I want to go there. And then the machine does the rest.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's very similar to the simulator. So all of our pilots go through operator training on the simulator where they learn how to fly and coordinate turns and go through maneuvers. And everyone says that it's very, very similar to real life.
Okay.
That's intense.
All right, we'll be there.
What kind of battery life are you getting out of these things? You know, flight times?
It depends what orientation you're flying in. But if you're going cruise at the max speed of 62 miles an hour with a full 200-pound payload, we have just over 20 miles.
Wow. That's still, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot.
Well, it is, because you're pulling a tremendous amount of power out of those batteries. You figure you got to lift the whole rig plus, the pilot and everything. So what's the projected gross weight of Blackfly?
So we follow in Part 103 ultralight, and then using the amphibious capabilities of the aircraft, we have some extra weight allocation for floats and for the ballistic parachute system. So it is 344.
Wow. I didn't know it was amphibious.
Mm-hmm. I did. Well, I do remember that it did have a ballistic parachute on it, just in case all things go bad.
And in other jurisdictions, we're able to put in more batteries to have more range.
Right. Well, you never know. You might get some sort of exemption somewhere along the way.
And battery technology, as we all hope, you know, and expect, will be improving over time, which will just
not fast enough for my liking. But
yeah.
It'll get there. How much noise does this thing make? We've got 2 foot, maybe 2.5 foot propellers.
Yeah, you should come out to one of our demos.
Yeah, I would like to come out one of those demos. When is it again?
But when it's flying at cruise speed, it's quieter than a regular car on the highway.
So wow,
it's quite quiet. I think you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think I would be surprised. And yeah. 62 mile an hour, that's pretty impressive.
We actually had the reporter from the New York Times come out and experience some of our flight testing operations, and he was really surprised. We were just standing there having a casual conversation when the aircraft was flying around overhead, and very impressed.
When you said experienced flight operations, I thought, they let him fly it?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
We have had a reporter from CBS News come and fly last fall.
Really?
He actually took it up?
He went through our training program, and he flew the aircraft.
Wow.
But notice it's only done once, so the common conception was never again.
Nope. He said he wanted to fly again immediately after he was done with his first flight.
Oh, yeah.
So he did it a second time, yeah.
Cool.
He did 2 flights.
Yeah, and that wasn't part of the script, but we allowed it.
You see, that's the
good
trick.
Press.
Anybody will do anything one time. It's getting him to do it again that's the trick.
Oh, I don't know. I can think of a lot of things I wouldn't do at one time.
And you can actually see video of his flight on our website, which is opener.aero.
Okay.
OPENER.AERO.
Okay. .org.com.
.aero.
.aero. You did say
yep.
that.
I was going to say, I saw the video of the flight last night on YouTube this morning, and it was impressive. And I'm wondering, where are they flying us? And it dawned on me, it's got to be down in the ultralight area.
At the farm.
So
yeah.
Tuesday and Friday, we're at the ultralight area at 8 o'clock. And then Wednesday tonight, 8 o'clock p.m., Wednesday tonight, we are in the main air show at 8:23.
Ooh, that's good because
and
I want to watch
Saturday.
The fireworks.
Yeah, you got it all lit up. You got pyro hanging all over it. Not yet, huh?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely want to get out there to see that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to see this thing fly.
I do, too. We keep seeing all of these.
Look, you distract them. I'll snatch it and put it in the trailer.
Hey, I'm going to fly it home. Wait,
there you
20
go.
Miles? It's going to take a few days.
Yeah,
it's
going to take a lot of charging. Yeah, can you use the Tesla supercharger on it? Not yet, huh?
Not yet. But, I'm seeing a lot of electric vehicles here and there, personal transportation. And you're one of the first that have actually gotten off the ground, right?
Yeah, we've actually flown the aircraft over 36,000 miles and performed over 4,500 flights with it over the course of the last, 6-7 years.
So that's a lot.
Yeah.
We just
test.
Everybody
We're
else
not
is
afraid.
Playing catch up now.
You're the SpaceX. No, you don't blow things up. You just fly.
No, please.
Let's
don't
not
blow
draw
stuff
that
up.
Parallel. After
no,
all,
absolutely not.
So, where can we find out more on the web? Opener.aero, right?
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Where can
Got
we
it.
Find you on the field?
We're located right across from the main control tower at booth 500, or right beside Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Hey, there you go.
I want to thank you guys for joining us, ladies, I mean.
We're talking to Christina Minton and Celia Oakley from Opener.
This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.